Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. I'm Sarah Palin, and welcome to my Discover America radio show. We invite red-blooded Americans who believe in freedom and liberty and have pulled themselves up by their bootstraps. Tonight, I'm honored to have as my guest the Paul Revere guy, and he sounds like a real freedom fighter and a warrior for liberty. In other words, a true patriot, not some liberal, wacko, blogger, sphere, socialist, commie, pinko. Well, Mr. Revere guy, welcome to my Discover America radio show, broadcasting live from beautiful, lovely downtown Wasilla, Alaska. Madam, I'm delighted to be here. Thanks for having me. I'm sorry, but I haven't actually had time to read any of your blog posts. PaulRevere.com and Rough Riders Radio. I know you're a real, true patriot and a firm believer in the Constitution and its strict interpretation. Madam, I can fill you in a little bit on some of my web articles regarding you. I have the following. GOP, be done with it and just run Palin again with Rick Mad Dog Santorum. Watch the crash and burn. Ha ha ha. Or Sarah Palin. Waterboarding is how we baptize terrorists. Or Sarah Palin 2.0, a soused political slut, gassed up and gasbagging on fast food minimum wage issue. Or Palin, America's sweetheart, has now graciously given new meaning to my blog site and now is fittingly embedded in the masthead. And the last video, Sarah Palin speaks or squeaks to Facebook, to her minions or onions. Or Sarah Palin explains how Tea Party movement will be embraced by moderate independent repugs. Chuckle, chuckle. Wait a minute, Buster. What kind of trash talk are you engaging in? You're the Revere guy. Paul was a gentleman, and he never talked bad about a lady. What kind of America-hating traitor are you? Prisoners, liberal progressive missy, a borderline socialist anarchist, sweetie, I've come to shove this radio show right up your barracuda thighs. And barring that, I'll say the seven words that George Carlin says can't be said on TV. That'll drop the curtain on your two-bit radio show, missy. Let me remember now. Oh, yes, the seven words. Well, they'd be shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits. And for a 1966 Lenny Bruce performance, there were two extra words, ass and balls. Well, I guess that about covers that territory. I think you'll be hearing from the FCC shortly, Barracuda Thigh Lady. Frankly, I think you secretly delight in such naughty talk. After you've drank about seven shots of Jack Daniels, you skank. You white trash Wasilla skank, if I may add, and I do so wholeheartedly add. Why do you hate America? Why do you hate true patriots? Why do you hate the Constitution? Why do you hate smart people in America, asshat? Why do you hate empirical data, rationality, logic, science? You're just a hater. I bet you can't even hunt, huh? I bet you. For sure, by golly. Therefore, and so, you can't even hunt. You're just a little liberal runt. Ha, ha, ha. Science? Schmiance. All this nonsense about the Big Bang Theory. All true Christians know that God made it all happen in 7 days. And on the eighth day, while he rested, he made dinosaurs to keep man company. Ha! Bet you didn't know that, huh? Madam, and I use that term extremely loosely, you're a bullwinkle's ass. I suggest you bend over, grab your ankles, your Republican ankles, and assume that position until the next GOP president. And I must warn you, however, you might develop a severe case of rigor mortis, because this you may be in that position for a very long time. You're not a real patriot. You're a communist sympathizer and a socialist fascist. I bet you even eat yogurt and granola. Oh, God, you hate meat. You betcha. You're one of those pinko commie vegans. Oh, my God. Where is my hunting rifle? I want to get my hands on that damn 30-06 super automatic high caliber hunting rifle. I'll get you in my scopes, mister. And then you'll turn patriot red. Ha, ha, ha. I should think that you would be the last person to pass judgment on anyone seeing as how you couldn't even make it more than halfway into your first term as governor of Alaska. You sound like a quitter to me, Toots, and a gold digger. You have folks write your books. And this Discovery America radio shit with Palin has about, what, 35 people out there in cable TV land? The only thing you're good at is bending over and showing that big bullseye on your big buttocks. That's it. I'm going to bring Todd in, and he'll show you what a real man is. He'll beat the stuffing out of you, Mr. Liberal Schmiberal guy. I bet you can't even ride a horse. And yet you call yourself Revere guy. You liberals are all alike. You hate cowboys and pickup trucks and the Marlboro Man and big-time wrestling, NASCAR, bingo, and comic books. You're elitist snobs who think there is something good in actually reading books. Well, mister, we're going to send you back to the third grade after Todd gets through with you. What's up, darling? Can you show this little America hater some Alaskan hospitality and drag his ass behind the snowmobile around for a little bit to take some of the starch out of him? Before I go, sir, how in the hell can you see Russia from your back porch? Don't you know anything? I just have really good eyesight. I clean my glasses real good, go up on the roof, and squint real hard. Boy, you're a real traitor. I bet you don't even know about the Constitution, Mr. Smarty Pants, huh? Like, if enough states get together, they can sort of decide to form their own country. And, like, if we want, states can apply for political asylum with Mexico and thereby not have to pay taxes into the IRS. Ha, ha, ha. See, I gotcha. You don't really know anything, do you? Well, Miss Half-Ass, I'm delighted to tell you that we've audited the books of your radio station here at KWTF. You got it. KWTF. And it seems that there is a discrepancy between the end of your balance ledgers and the amount of revenue generated during the year. It seems that there is a sizable difference, indicating a good bit of skimming going on, and we trace that to a meth lab out in the woods, not too far from your house. So you've been subsidizing this, huh? Well, we went out there one night, and sure enough, the crew inside was cooking up another batch of meth for shipment to Wasilla. Oh, by the way, Wasilla is the meth capital of the United States, along with being the capital for out-of-wedlock teenage mothers. If memory serves me correct, I believe Bristol was one of those, correct? Well, I guess I've done what I can for the moment, so I'll take my leave for now. But I have to advise you, Sarah, that the sheriff's deputies are parked just down the street, so you might want to just go straight home, and they can conduct further questioning there discreetly. We might even be able to whisk you out of town and put you in a far north Canadian mining town for the duration until all this blows over. Well, thanks for the invite. It's been a real hoot, but I've got to scoop. Well, that concludes another thrilling saga from Rough Riders Radio. This is the old Rough Rider, rounding third, heading for home, and remember, keep it lit, stay well, and we ride, but you decide.